I want to get into just the idea of this investigative subcommittee investigating Chris Collins. Why has it gotten to this point? Why is this something that is emerging at this point?
Well, the committee, frankly, was on a timeline. Though they had already been looking into him before his indictment in August, they had 30 days from the federal legal action against him to decide whether to impanel an investigative subcommittee or to pass on any investigative action altogether. And they have chosen to impanel the subcommittee. However, the Justice Department has asked them to hold off on any actual investigating. So they have put together a subcommittee, but will not be taking action while the legal process goes forward.
All right. If you could then clarify the Justice Department's role in this and why that would happen. And I guess the follow-up question to that is that an unusual procedure in these types of cases?
So the Justice Department is the entity that brought the indictment against Collins for insider trading and securities fraud in August. The Ethics Committee, it frequently defers to ongoing legal action against a lawmaker in Congress. They see their role as within Congress itself, and though they can refer to outside legal entities, they are really working within Congress. And if there's outside federal action happening, they are going to hold off usually.
And then just the final question, again, like you said, the investigative subcommittee is going to defer to the Justice Department. But in the end, is it a possibility that this subcommittee could finally expel the congressman out of the House of Representatives?
I think that is very unlikely, just especially because Collins has suspended his campaign. They will likely not take action until the whole legal process is complete. And at that point, there will already be a ruling. So they may not get involved at all.
And of course, by that time, the congressman's term in office may have come to an end anyways. Thank you very much for joining us. Catherine Tully McManus covers the Ethics Committee for Roll Call. And again, Catherine, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.